The word of God given us today is Acts chapter 16, verse 26 to 34. Acts chapter 16, verse 26 through 34. Allow me to read. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself, we are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and his whole family were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. Amen. Last time, we thought about the calling of God and will of humans. If we believe in God, whatever the place we are given, it is the place of calling where God gave us to fulfill His providence. And the place of calling must be kept. And then the providence of God can be fulfilled through that place of calling. Genesis chapter 6 testifies about the time of Noah. From God's perspective, the time was full of sins committed by humans. In God's eyes, the time was rebellious. And the Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 testifies, "But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." At such a rebellious time, when the Lord decided to wipe out all the evil people, only Noah could have the grace of God. Why Noah? Why did only Noah have grace of God? The Bible does not answer these questions at all, because that is the absolute power of God and mysterious providence. Instead, God let Noah build an ark to prepare for the day of God's judgment by flood, according to the Bible. The ark was huge enough to accommodate two couples of all kinds of animals and birds, with a size bigger than a football stadium. Noah was not a professional ark builder, nor did God supply necessary resources or workers when ordering him to build an ark. He just ordered, and the rest was all for Noah. Noah had to work hard, putting his all possession to fulfill his responsibility for such a long time. If Noah did not fully exercise his will, the ark would have not been able to be built in the middle of people's mockery. Noah kept the place of calling by fully determining. In the place of building the ark, which God ordered him to, resulting in God's providence to renew human history, making Noah the second founding father. people in the last days of the Jewish kingdom were also rebellious. Among them, Jeremiah had mercy of God as a prophet who preached the word of God. However, at such a rebellious time, the position of prophet was not glorious. Jeremiah, who scorned rebellious people and spoke for God, had to suffer from all the slander of rebellious people. Why should I live like this? Jeremiah had an urge to quit living as a prophet so many times. Nevertheless, he was able to keep his place as a prophet because, as in Jeremiah chapter 12:20, verse 8 and 9, whenever I speak, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long. But if I say, I will not mention him or speak anymore in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. Jeremiah could stay in the place as a prophet because he realized the place to spread the word of God was a place of calling given by God. Therefore, he kept his place despite all the mockery and slander, putting his all will and the place of calling played a role to fulfill the providence of God beyond time and place. Jesus, the only Son of God, was not an exception. That the Son of God is coming to this land, and that he will come to this land as a poor man of Galilee, not as an emperor of the Roman Empire, was the providence of God. The life of Jesus, however, does not end with poverty. It had to end with tragic death of the cross. Being crucified is the biggest pain that a human could suffer. And that is why Jesus had prayed to God that he could avoid the death of the cross till the sweat became blood. However, Jesus took the death of the cross with all his will, although he cried out, "Why have you forsaken me?" when he moved toward the cross, for God's will, not for his will, because he knew that the cross was the place of calling given to him. And that is how the providence of God to save people could be fully accomplished through that cross. When Jesus, the only Son of God, had the providence of God to be accomplished by staying in the place of calling given to him with all his will,
억울하게 지하 감옥에 투옥된 실라와 바울이 두 발에 착고까지
In the middle of the night when Paul and Silas were detained even with chains on their feet suddenly the land was shaken At the same time the doors of the prison flew open and the chains on their feet of Paul and Silas came loose The jailer who fell asleep was also startled and woke up.
그는 감방과 감옥의 문들이 다 열려 있는 것을 확인하자마자
He tried to kill himself with his sword immediately after seeing the doors were open and he thought that Paul and Silas whom the magistrates of Philippi ordered to guard carefully must have run away.
그 광경을 감방 안에서 지켜보던 바울이
Paul saw him and said to the jailer, as in the verse 28, Don't harm yourself, we are all here.
더러운 귀신에 사로잡힌 채 악덕
That Paul and Silas were detained in the prison cell and their feet fastened, even for they saved a poor woman being used by bad employer. And possessed by evil spirit was the providence of God, which was regardless of Paul's will.
그러나 감옥의 문들이 열리고 두 발을 착고마저 열려 얼마든지 감옥에서 빠져나가
However, that Paul and Silas were stayed in the prison cell.
있었던 것은 그들의 의지였습니다.
When all the doors flew open, was their own will.
하나님께서 당신의 섭리를 위해 자신들에게 맡겨주신 소명의 자리임을 믿었기에
They believed that the prison was the place of calling given to them for God's providence and stayed in the prison with all their will.
스스로 자살하려는 간수를 향해서
Consequently, Paul could shout that they were there in the prison cell, keeping the jailer from committing suicide, shouting, Don't harm yourself, we are all here. At the night, if Paul and Silas had run away from the prison when chains came loose, the jailer would have finished his life by killing himself. And his family would also have lived with incurable hurts from the rest of their lives. However, God's providence to save the jailer and his family could be fulfilled because Paul and Silas stay there where their calling should be fulfilled.
하나님을 믿는 그리스도인들은 하나님의 뜻이 내일 저기에서
Christians should believe that God's providence will be done here, now, not there, tomorrow. So the place where you are now is the place your calling is to be fulfilled. Not to mention our homes and work. If you are framed and jailed like Paul and Silas, the jail is the place you should fulfill your calling. If you are on subway train, inside the train is the place your calling is to be fulfilled. Therefore, we Christians have to change the place where we are now into where we have to proceed our calling. It is not just about relationship with people. It is also about the country we live in. As I told you last week on the 102nd anniversary of National Disgrace Day, when Japan forced to annex Korea, as Koreans, we have to protect our national sovereignty and territory by all means for our right to live, not to be threatened. At the same time, we Christians should regard the location of this Korean peninsula, which is between China and Japan, as a given place where God's calling should be fulfilled, and should do our best to play a great role of a bridge for building a peaceful existence with China and Japan, our closest neighbors, in the future. Since we are divided into North and South, we go abroad only by ship or plane. So Koreans always have a sense of distance with overseas countries. It is impossible for Koreans to go abroad by car or walk. So it was quite a shock to me that I could have a round trip between the U.S., China, and Mexico 30 years ago. It was 1994 when I crossed over the national border on foot from Egypt to Israel. I got off the bus on Egypt side and walked into Israel side through Egyptian checkpoint. The guarding soldiers with machine guns checked my body and belongings so thoroughly that I could feel how Egypt and Israel are hostile to each other. I crossed over the border of Switzerland and France by walk in 1998. It was my second time. I stayed in somewhere in France where the rent is relatively cheap for a month until I found the right place in Geneva. Take number 16 train in Geneva and get off at the last stop, and you will find Swiss checkpoint, the border, and French checkpoint closely lined up. But it was totally different from that of Egypt and Israel. There were checkpoints on the border, but there were no soldiers with machine guns. You are not required to show your passport or ID unless you look very suspicious. You can just pass by smiling. There is no demarcation line drawn. No one would notice that it is border unless there are checkpoints of two countries. I did a lot of thinking when I went back and forth between Geneva of Switzerland in the morning and friends in the evening.
스위스도 침략과 피침략의 불행한 역사로 얽혀.
These two countries have sad stories of wars.
침략의 그 과거 시절에
they invaded each other and war invaded each other.
많은 두 나라 사람들이
How much blood had been shed to set this invisible border demarcation line? Nonetheless, how much endeavor and determination have been made for them to freely come and go between two countries via the border. While I lived there for 3 years, when I traveled to Europe, I saw that most of borders on the continents were free and peaceful. To me, who had lived in a country divided into north and south, which is almost cut off from the land, it was tremendously impressive. Last year, when I had a sabbatical year, I stayed in Germany for 3 months. I was even more impressed there. Unlike when I lived there 10 years ago, there was no checkpoint at all among EU countries. As they achieved monetary integration with the euro, they completely opened their borders. When you drive from Germany to France, Belgium, and the Netherlands, you would never notice if you cross over the borders unless you look at road signs. The same goes when you fly. When you travel to EU countries, there's no need to get through the immigration, neither in departing country nor in arriving country. EU countries virtually have achieved peaceful coexistence. That doesn't mean that the countries gave up their own sovereignty and territory. The sovereignty and territory were strictly kept, but they live and exist together, transcending the sovereignty and territory. How touching it is. Can you imagine how many people's determination and efforts have been made for this? The idea of European Union was initiated right after World War II by a small group of people with the slogan, "No more shooting each other." Most of them were Christians. But it was not that easy to do something for peaceful coexistence for those who had been shooting each other until yesterday. So, even when France, Germany, Italy, and Benelux inaugurated ECSC, European Coal and Steel Community, in August 1952, according to Paris Treaty, which was for revitalize European economy after war and preventing recurrence of war by letting Germany come back to the international arena, no one could ever imagine that in 60 years, This little community developed into one union, or the EU, whose 27 member countries use the same currency and open their borders completely. Tremendous efforts bore fruit. EU, which emerged as historical entity, the will of small number of Christians who took the Europe as their place of calling expanded to the will of absolute majority in 60 years. Who can deny that this is the providence of God? As seen in the current financial crisis in the southern Europe, such as Spain, Italy, and Greece, the EU has a lot of crucial moments to face. However, all the efforts and devotion made by those who started and developed the EU would remain shining in terms of building up peace among European people who once were shooting each other. As I stayed in Europe for 3 months last year, I became hopeful about building up peaceful coexistence among China, Korea, and Japan of Far East Asia in the future. Eleven years ago, when I served at Geneva Korean Church, I had a chance to attend a General Convention of Swiss Reformed Church. There was a Japanese missionary from Japan. Of course, we had a pleasant conversation since we were rare Asians there. One Swiss pastor saw us talking and asked me a question. Why don't you two Asians talk each other in Korean or in Japanese? That question was quite shocking to me. I had never thought that talking in English with a Japanese person was strange until I was asked. When meeting with someone else, most of the time, Europeans try to talk in the language of the other parties. So they thought that it was strange to see two Asians talking in the language of the third country. Except for some people who had lived during the Japanese colonization, most of Koreans cannot communicate either in Korean or in Japanese when they meet Japanese. This means that Korea and Japan are the closest, yet the most distant neighbors. So since then, whenever I meet Japanese people, I say greetings in simple Japanese I know. If we really believe that our location between China and Japan is the place where our calling should be fulfilled, we really have to love Chinese and Japanese people, our closest neighbors, with all our hearts. 고린도전서 13장 7절은 Corinthians 사랑은 모든 것을 믿으며 Chapter 13, verse 7 testifies that love always trusts and always perseveres. Love means trusting everything. It is faith in God. We have to believe that even though we are a minority, as long as we regard this country as the place our calling should be fulfilled, and love Chinese and Japanese people with all our hearts, God would prepare the future of peaceful coexistence among the three countries through us. Faith always hopes. In a Greek word, elpizo means hope. It is hope for people. As long as we love Chinese and Japanese people in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit would move them to respond to our love for sure. Love is patient. No matter what kind of difficulties occur, you have to endure and overcome them with love. Love for Christians means exerting one's will. As long as we love Chinese and Japanese people, God will let us have Far Eastern Union that allows peaceful coexistence among Korea, China, and Japan. Omnipresent God is not just God for Europe, but also for the Far East, centering the Korean Peninsula. African Americans in the U.S. who have suffered segregation and harsh treatment now equally enjoy their legal and social rights, like Caucasians. Now there is no one who thinks interracial marriage between black and white people is strange. If anybody says something suggesting racism, he or she is legally penalized, no matter who they are. It was impossible to imagine even several mere decades before. The one who pioneered this for the society today was Reverend Martin Luther King, only one person. He exerted to cultivate the U.S. to be the place where his calling for making harmony between white and black should be fulfilled. As an African American, he loved his race, but he also loved white people with his heart. He delivered a famous speech before 250,000 audience gathered in front of Lincoln Memorial Hall in Washington in 1963. I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. When he did his best to keep his country, the U.S., as the place where his calling for uniting black and white should be fulfilled, his dream was not a delusion, but the dream that was historically embodied on the mind of Americans through laws and social systems. God, whom he believed in, fulfilled his providence by using him as his channel. And we, as Christians on the Korean Peninsula, should take the dream of Reverend Martin Luther King as our dream. We have a dream. So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, we still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in God's words and love. We have a dream that one day, in spite of painful history we have, Koreans, Chinese, and Japanese people can communicate in Korean, Chinese, and Japanese with deep understanding and love. We have a dream. Korean kids will be able to join hands with Chinese kids and Japanese kids as sisters and brothers toward the peace for all mankind. If we are determined to keep this place, Korean Peninsula, where God gave us, God who lets Korea, China, and Japan be neighbors, would make your dream come true for His providence. There will be no greater gift to our descendants than letting them enjoy peaceful coexistence of Korea, China, and Japan in this far eastern Asia with sad history. Let us pray. Since God's providence will be done here, now, not there tomorrow, the place where you are now is the place your calling is to be fulfilled. Thank you, Lord, for letting us have a dream today. Let us keep our home as the place where our calling should be fulfilled with our all hearts as Christians for our dream, that our home becomes a community with true faith. Let us keep our country as the place where our calling should be fulfilled with all our hearts as Christians for our dream, that our country becomes a community with righteousness and love. Let us keep our country as the place where our calling should be fulfilled with all our hearts as Christians for our dream. The North and South put the guns down and pray for peaceful reunification.
그리스도인인 우리가 우리의 의지를 다해 한반도를 소명의 자리로 지키게 해 주십시오. 한국인과 중국인과
Let us truly love this Korean Peninsula, China, and Japan, and their people with all our hearts. Our dream, the Koreans, Chinese, and Japanese join hands together with the faith in the advent of peaceful coexistence in the future.
그리하여 우리 모두 예수 그리스도 안에서
So let our dream to be sublimated in God's providence for this age and mankind as Paul and Silas of this time. We pray in Jesus Christ. Amen.